Zog de Gemara daf kuf nun omit beis, two lines from the bottom by the two dots. Klal om abishol, kol shani zakoi ba'amirosoi, rashoi ani lahakshecholof. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Whatever you're allowed to be, tell someone to do, you're allowed to be machshech on the tchum. So the question for the Gemara is, what's this going on? Ibayelu, abishol ahei. There were two parts of the Mishnah. The Reisha said that ein machshichin ala tchum liskol poyim ulohavi l'peres. You're allowed to be machshech for dvar isa, but you're allowed to be machshech lishmor, and then you're allowed to be meir peres biyodei. So what's Abishol going on that he's making a klal kol shani zekoy b'amigos rishon elachshech olav? Zok the Gemara ilayim areisha. If it's going on the Reisha that says ein machshichin ala tchum liskol poyim ulohavi peres, the Reisha that says the isa, they're allowed to be machshech on the tchum to be soicher upon him to have peres. Zok the Gemara kufnun aleph amid aleph soi bazoi. That's the lashon that he uses. That's an incorrect lashon. That's a lashon of heter. Zog the Gemara, kol she eini zakoi b'amirosoi, eini rashoi b'chashichosoi miboy alei. It should have said that which I'm not zakoi b'amirosoi, I'm not rashoi b'chashichosoi. If it's going in the ratio, it's telling us an issa, not kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi, rashoi b'chashichosoi. This implies that he's coming to say a heta. He's not coming to say a heta if it's going on the Reisha. The Reisha is telling us an Issa. Zok de Gemara, Elo must be, Abishol is going on a Sefer Koi. The Sefer that says a heta. Ava machshichu lishmo maybe peres biyodoi, which is indeed a heta. And on that, Abishol is telling us a klal, that not just your machshich for a heta to be shomi peres, but Abishol is coming to include in marbin this klal, kol shani rashoi zakoi b'amirosoi rashoi na b'chashichosoi. Zog the Gemara, that's weiter schwer. Hai kol shani zakoi b'chashichosoi rashoi na b'mirosoi miboylei. Why does it say kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi rashoi b'chashichosoi? He's saying he has to be toiling in something that's written. The Sefer is talking about being machshich. There's a heter to be machshich. So he wants to be marbe more things on the sefer. The sefer that says that'll be machshich on the shmira. So he should have said, kol shani zakoi b'cheshichosoi, inclusive other things that he says, zakoi b'cheshichosoi, you're also allowed to be b'amirosoi. That's what it means, miboy alei. Why be toiling something that it's not b'chlal written? It doesn't say anywhere that you're allowed to be, there's a heter amira in the sefer. The sefer is talking about being machshich lishma peres. So it should have said, kol shani zakoi b'cheshichosoi, I'm rashoi b'amirosoi. Not kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi, rashoi b'cheshichosoi. Who's talking about amirosi, that yezoich, that you're mutter bichlal in the sefer? You want to be marbe a new heter and heter amira, so you're being marbe this new heter based on something that is written, the heter chashicha. So it should have said kol shani zakoi b'cheshichosoi, am rashoi b'amirosoi, but not fakert. Toli tanem b'deloi tanya. Why would you say something fakert if it's bichlal not discussed? That aspect is not discussed in the sefer. So Tosis over here points out, the top Tosis, kol she'ani rashoi b'chashichosoi, rashoi b'mirosim miboyle. It should have said, which is mentioned, the het of being machshich. So effect Tosis, what about in the Hamin of Gemara when we said it's going on the Reish, on the Issa? Tema, horichi poich le'el, we asked the Kasha, kol she'ani rashoi b'mirosim, ani rashoi b'chashichosim miboyle. It should have said, kol she'ani, it should have stressed the Issa, not the het of, michlal di'avetananoch, if it would have said, kol she'ani rashoi b'mirosim, ein rashoi b'chashichosoi, it would have been good. Have osi shaper. Afgav the toli mishchashecha b'amira. Why being toli the chashecha namira? After all, we're saying now you're supposed to be toli namira in the chashecha, in the thing that's toni, not in the thing that's loy toni. So Tosis says that's not shver. V'yesh loymar hosam shiny. They'll have a toli tani b'loy tanya, because amira is taka mentioned in the reisha. The amira nami tanina le'el lo yoyma odem lechaveroi scholi poyim. Being machshech on poyim, we have a sugi that says lo yoyma odem lechaveroi scholi poyim. So it's taka something that's tanina. So it's not shver kol she eini zakoi b'amirosi eini rashoi b'chashchosoi. That taka makes sense because taka eini zakoi b'amirosoi. We know that there's a din that lo yiskodem lo yoyim odem lechaveroi liskol poyim. But now that we're going in the safe, it's going on the shmira. Aval hashe toli tani b'loy tanya. Now it's saying kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi rashoi ne b'chashichosoi. That's toli tani b'loy tanya, because there is no rashoi b'amirosoi in the sefer. Aval hashe toli tani b'loy tanya. The heter amira le tanya. There's no heter amira that we say b'feresh legabe lishmar peres. Aval heta chashecha, tanya. Mashenga the heta of chashecha is takatanya. It says, machshichin lishmar peiris. So why would you be toli tanim lo tanya? Mashenga in the reisha, that was never the question. On the havmina, when it's going on the issa, that was never the question because amira is takatanya. It says, eina rashoi. So the kash was only, it should have said Isser and not Heter. But now we're taka asking, why is it Tani Toli Tani B'Loi Tanya, that why is it Toile in the Amira? It should have said Toile in the Chashecha. The klal should have been Marbe. The Toni B'Chashecha, the Heter of Machshichin al Shmir Saperis, is Marbe, who Adin is Zakoi B'Amirosoi. On that, the Gemara answers, Lo'oilu Masefe Koi. Abishol indeed is going on the Sefer. Meaning on the het of being machshich lishmor peiris, va'abeshol ahokoi, but rather abeshol that says the loshen of kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi is going on another aspect which is not mentioned in this mishnah, but since it's so poshut that it's mutter this rashoi b'amirosoi, he says it as if it's mentioned even though it's not mentioned. What is that nekuda that we're referring to? Zok de gemara. The Omar Rabbi Yudah Omar Shmuel, this is the din that Amira is poshut. That's Abishol was poshut for him, this din. This din of Amira that Shmuel is talking about. The Omar Rabbi Yudah Omar Shmuel, mutal adam loyim lechaveroi. Shmuel li peira shebetchumcha. You're allowed to tell your friend, you watch my peiris that are in your tchum. They're out of my tchum, but they're in your tchum. Vani eshmelcha peira shebetchumi. And I'll watch your peiris that are in my tchum. We're 3,000 amas apart from one another. I cannot go past 2,000 amas. You cannot go past your 2,000. But my peiris are 2,500 from me, but they're within your tchum. And your peiris are 2,500 from you, but they're within my tchum. So I can watch yours and you can watch mine. So that amira is poshut. You're allowed to tell your friend, shmoili peiris shebetchumcha, vani eshmecha peiris shebetchumi. So this din, Abishol held is a double poshut that everyone agrees to. V'ko'oma Abishol l'tanekama. So Abishol tells Tanekama that says, machshichin, the sefer of our Mishnah, machshichin ala tchum lishma peiros, miloi moides demuto odom loima l'chaveroi, shmoili peiros habetchum v'ani eshbecha peiros habetchumi. Don't you agree that there's a hetera mira to tell your friend to watch my peiros that are out of my tchum, but it's within your tchum? So oi bazoi, if this is a hetera mira that's poshut, so ema, so your klal should have been much more of an expanded klal. Why do you say your din, so to speak? Tanakam is saying a din that there's a het to be machshich on shmiras peiros. You could have said a general rule which would be more inclusive, since we know there's a heter of amira of shmor li peiros shebetchumcha vani eshmelcha peiros shebetchumi. So memela kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi, rashoi ani b'chashichosoi would be marbe much more. Not just shmiras peiros, where we don't find a behedidika heter. But since we know there is a behedidika heter of amira, so we can be marbe much more to be machshich. And the Gemara is going to say soon what that riboy is. It's going to be tachrich and shalmeis. They allowed to be machshich for two. But upon him, why you're being limited and just saying that you're allowed to be machshich or shmiras peiros, which would be more inclusive. And Agrashi explains, if you agree to this heter amira, so then you'll be marba other things to be machshich. You'll be marba heter to be machshich lefakech aliske kala b'liske ameis. Where over there the amira is also muta. So kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi, so where then you're allowed to be machshich? Zogt Rashi asef koi k'dek amrit, it loyim it's going on the sefer. But the kasha loch amira mehecha koma lei lehetera. Who's discussing amira that you're saying a klal and amira? The toliba mechashecha. The toliba hachashecha aho koi. It's going on the following memra. The omer Rabbi Domei Shmuel al mazakani b'amirosoi va'abeshol v'tanakama kule pshita lo hadash Shmuel. They all agree to this din of Shmuel of Shmuel li peres vani eshma peres shabetchumi. V'koma le abeshol v'tanakama. He tells tanakama mila moides b'hosha atamata lahachshech. Don't you agree? The mutu loyma kere Shmuel. Alma, from here we see, hoil mutaloyma mutalahachshech, hilkach, amay nekarata hachashecha, lishma l'chuda. Why did you just say, in the sefer Tanakami, you just said, they're allowed to be machshech lishma peiros, shavi klala lemilsa, you could have said, a klal, ve'ema kol shani zakoi ba'amirosoi, rashoyne lahachshech olav, dishma mino Hach v'shmamino meis v'kalo. You'll be marbe much more. You'll be marbe other things that rashoi b'amiros, zakoi b'amirosoi is what in rashoi b'chashchosoi. Do nami zake b'amirosoi when it comes to tzorche kalo, confars to come on. Vilka machshich and olav. Since you're allowed to be, tell someone about a kalo, about the tachrichin, so what in you're allowed to be machshich. V'sefet ha-masiz zektoni machshichin al ha-tchum lefakech liske kalo abashol hi. This is what abashol's come to be marbe. The next mishnah that says that you mefakech on iske kalo, which is the amiro. And that's allowed to be mashchanit. So why did you not say a general klal, which would be marbim more, since you agreed that amira is mutter of shmar peres shebetchumi vani shebetchumko vani esh peres shebetchumi? So then who adin? You could have been said a klal that would be marbim also the din of lahachshich, which is also mutter lahachshich al inyone kalav emes. So now the Gemara continues and says, what's this klal taka being marbe? Zog the Gemara, klal asuye mai. What would this klal be marbe if kol shani zakoy b'amirose rashoyne lahakshich olof? Zog Gemara, lasuye horiton rabbonon. We know it says, ein machshichin ala tchum lohavi behema. You're not allowed to be machshich on a tchum to bring an animal inside the tchum. If the animal is out of the tchum, you're not allowed to be machshich to bring the animal after Shabbos. And Tosis explains the reason why you can't is because we're talking about an animal that cannot walk himself and you have to lead it. And oibezoi, it'll be an issa of mukta. So because it's an issa of mukta, so then you'll be metaltal. Tosis brings gersois that say, machshichin ala tchum lovi behema. And that would be the reason because of imyeshon burgenin, so then they're allowed to come. But it brings the other gersois of ein machshichin. Zok Tosis, ein machshichin al tchum lovi behema, yes, from the guys in machshichin. Why? Fishim yeshom burgenin hoilechum evio. Then you're allowed to bring it if the animal walks on its own. Not that you're carrying it. Over the sefta goes, ein machshichin, v'yesh loimah, what we're talking about, according to the sefta, da'ay b'behemah she'en yichol lo v'bragleh, can walk on its own. Go into lekotun, elam ken yesu, unless you carry it, because safe on your shoulder. Shafili yesh b'chitza zein rashoy lo, even if there's b'chitza, you can't bring it. The also letalta balachayim she'en muktzim. As muktza is ein machshichin ala tchum lo v'behemah, because it's muktza today to bring it. So if you go as machshichin ala tchum, it's because we're talking about im yeshon burgenin, so the animal can walk on its own. It's not called out of the tchum, because the is of tchumin is negated to the behemoth too. It's like you. But if you're gonna say that the gur is ein machshichin, so then the pshada is because we're talking about that the animal cannot walk on its own and is an issa muktza. But Kaponim, what does it say in this braisa that even though ein machshichin al tchum lo bi behema, but hoy soy medes chutz le tchum, if let's say the animal is at the end of the tchum. Out of the tchum, what you could do is koyrelavi ba, meaning you're allowed to be koyre the animal on Shabbos, and it comes on its own. We're not koyshed that you're going to go and get it yourself out of the tchum. You're not going to go there yourself, but you're allowed to be koyre. You're allowed to say, "Come here, Betsy," whatever you're calling. So then that would be mutter. As I state in that brisa. So now some rishonim want to learn that this is gufa the klal. The Ran says that this is gufa the klal of kol shani zikoy b'amirosoi. Rashoi ani lahachshich olof. If you goris machshichin, like Tosis brings the geres of machshichin, then this is gufa the klal that's coming to be marba. Meaning, kol shani zekoy b'amirosi, you're allowed to say hoy somenet chutz etchum koyre lo vibo is kol shani zekoy b'amirosi rashoi ani b'chashichoso. If you goris taka machshichin, not ein machshichin, machshichin al etchum lo vibehema because of burgenin, so it's taka zakoy b'amirosoi is rashoi b'chashichosoi. But the ma'aseh the girsa of ein machshichin, so then this is not the klal that Abba Shaul's come to be marba. But that's how the Tosis Rid learned. Tosis Rid learns that this is what we're coming to be marba because this is rashoi b'amirosoi according to the girsa of machshichin. So rashoi b'amirosoi, so adin zakoy b'amirosoi, so rashoi b'chashichosoi. And as I stated in Rambam Moshe, the Rambam in Perek Chav Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Gimel says that this is the case that you're being marba, kol shezakoye b'amirosoi, rashoi b'chashichosoi. You're zakoye b'amirosoi, that over here there's a heter of amira of koyolov huba, on the animal that's chutz etrum, so zakoye b'chashichosoi. So mele, you're mechashchin etrum, lo bi behema. But Tosis over here clearly says not like that, because Tosis says, the girsa that says mechashchim, it's because im yeshon burgen im heulich mevio. It's not because of kosh zakoye b'amirosi rashoi b'chashichosoi. The reason why the chashichosoi, the gears of mechashchin, is because of burgenin. Then Tosis says the gears of ein mechashchin is because of muktzataka. But the mechashchin is not because of zakoye b'amirosi. The mechashchin is because of burgenin. So the pashas is not like this Tosis Rid, or like the Rambam, that this is the klal of Abishol that's coming to be marba. but rather the hemshech, like the Gemara is going to say. So again, the Gemara says, "Klal asuye mai lasuye haratan gabonay machshichin ala tchum lavi behema." Hoy so meres chutz tchum kor lavi ba klal omar beshol kol shani zekoy b'amigosoy rashoyin lachshich olav. So because of that klal, umachshichin lefakeh al iske kala abeshol's come to be marbe iske kala because over there it's also rashoy b'amigosom. So emela who adin you'll have to be to tell someone to mefakeh al iske kala. So adin you mechashchin on this iske kala legabe the hadasim that you're going to bring once Shabbos or legabe the tzorich hameis. Val iske hameis lohavle on betachichin. So since the amir over there is mutter because it's chepte mitzvah chepte shemayim. So who adin you'll have to be machshich. And like the Bryce says, we know the amir is mutter. Ve'oimim loy on Shabbos I'll tell a shliach to be oisik in tzorich kala and meis. Leich lemakom ployni, go over there. Be imloy matzasa, and if you don't find over there tzachik kala and meis, so then go be makom ployni another place. And hobi makom ployni, loy matzasa, you don't find over there. So be man, if you don't find it for 100 zuz, so have a masayim. Akapana Reb Yosi Reb Yudah Pasha's argument, and he says uvatzli askaloi schum mekach. He now say mona masayim. But akapana for what's for sure muta is there's a heter amira leich lemakom ployni and hove. The Cheftzei Kala and the Cheftzei Ameis. So that is the ribui of Klal that Abishol's come to be Marba. Klal om Abishol, Koshan Zekoi Bamirosoi, Rashoi Banechashchosoi. And Yezakoi Bamirosoi on the Tzorche Kala and Meis, so Rashoi Bechashchosoi. So, and that's going to be the next mission. And that's this ribui that we're saying now. That's a rational of the Sugya, and that's where it come to be Marba. So why did Tanakama in the Sefer be mamayit and just say mechashchin ala tchum lishma peris, he could have been marbe much more and said kosas and ikoy b'amirosoy rashoyne b'chashchosoy, which would also include these tzorche kala and meis that you can be machshechon. The Tais Rid says it's going on the lachshech ala behema, but that's the way he learned. But upon him, it's a ribui much more than Tanakama says. On the etzim din that the Gemara said mutul adam loyim lechaveru shmoili perish betchumcha vani eshmelcha perish betchumi. You watch my parents that are out of my tchum that I can't watch, I can't get to. And I watch your parents that are out of your tchum but that I can get to. So in this etzim din, the Rishonim say, the Rashba says, the Gavaldi Yisoid. He says, just like it's mutter for me to tell someone to watch my parents that are out of my tchum, but for him it's in his tchum, so too, if let's say I was Mekabel Shabbos and someone else wasn't, another Yid, so I can tell him to do Melacha for me. Because for him, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos yet. Just like for him, it's within his tchum, even though it's out of my tchum, so even though I was Mekabel Shabbos, I can't do Melacha, I could tell someone else. As always, the Rashba, the Ran is Matchad Israya, and he says that no, you can't compare the two dinim. By the case of tchumin, the reason why you're allowed to tell someone shmor perush shebet tchumcha, even though I can't get there, because theoretically I could get there. Since it's a sugyo burgenin, I could always have a hut extending within 70 amas again and again until I reach it. So in mele, it's biyodi to watch it myself to get there. Masha enkein by mekabola Shabbos, if I'm mekabola Shabbos, so then it's not biyodi anymore. I can't do the melacha, so you can't compare this to the melacha Shabbos. Over here, right now, it's biyodi to get to the perush because I can get there. I zozak the ran, so it's not a riot to the sugya. So the Beis Yosef in Reish Samach Gimel, he asks and he says, no, gabe Kabbalah Shabbos, it's also shayach for me. Why? It's shayach for me if I would not have been mekabel Shabbos. So that's like burgenin. If there would have been burgenin, if I wouldn't have been mekabel Shabbos, that's what the Beis Yosef wants to say. Lemaisa the bach is mechalik, and he says there's a big difference. By the burgenin, we're saying the matzav of right now, if there would have been burgenin now, you can get there. Mashengen, once you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't say, if, and the matzav of now, if I want to be mekabel Shabbos, you were mekabel Shabbos. So you can't say the matzav of right now, if something happens, that something is not relevant because you're already mekabel Shabbos. By tchum, you can say the matzav of ato, of right now, if there would have been burgenin. Masha'inkin over here, you're Mekabel Shabbos, so it's not going to change the status of right now. So other Achronim want to say that even by Shabbos, you can be Shoyal on the Kabbalah. If you're Shoyal on the Kabbalah, so then it's Mamish like Burgenin. Meaning right now, I can make a matzav that the Kabbalah by me, I'm Shoyal on. So Mela, it's the Melacha could be Mutter for me too. So Mela, I can tell someone else. Just like Tchum, I can make that if there would have been Burgenin, I can reach it. So Mela, it is comparable one to another. L'mais al-Aloch, we pass in the Reis Samach Gimel, that if someone was Mekabel Shabbos, he's allowed to ask someone else that was not Mekabel Shabbos. And Kol Shekein Ba'Avdola, if you were not Mavdol Matzah Shabbos and someone else was, you can tell him to do Melacha for you. Zog the Mishnah machshichin al atchum lefakeach al iskei kalav al iskei ameis lohavi loy orim betachichim. This is the Mishnah that says that you machshichin, you're allowed to be machshich on the tchum in order to be mefakeach, to look into and be choike and check out all the tzrochim, iskei kalav and iskei ameis. Why? In order to what? Lohavi loy orim betachichim. In order Matzah Shabbos to bring right away the Oren and Tachrichim, and we said before in the Gemara that Tachrichim means to make the Tachrichim, so it's a Melechas Issa. And the Koytzois Kala means the things that are also to pluck on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Machshech for that. Not to do it, but to be Machshech and to wait for that, because of Dvar Mitzvah. So you're allowed to be Machshech even though it's a Dover Issa. And this we said before, that we actually learned especially, is the Sugi of Abishol that is coming to be Marba. Because this is zakoi b'amirosoi. This is something that Yemuta, you're allowed to tell people to prepare and look into and get ready to be choyker the iske kalin mace. Zok the Mishnah weiter nudin. Nochi shevi chalolin. And nochi that brought chalolin. The chalolin are what? Chalilin. Chalilin are flutes. Just like you have musical instruments by a wedding to enhance the dancing, so Amol by Levaya to enhance the wailing, the crying, you had flutes that played sad music and that wailed along. So that was part of the hesped. So Nochishevi Chalilin, B'Shabbos, he brought them out of the Tchum for a Yid, for a Levaya, for Matzah Shabbos, Lo Yisben Yisol. So a Yid cannot use it as a hesped. You can't play it by the hesped. Zok Rashi, Rashi says the Chiddush is, Lo Yisben Yisol Lo Oilom. Not like Tosfos is going to say over here that it's only b'chdei she'yase, you have to wait for the time. But rather, lo'olam it can be used. Why not? Uknosu mishum demucha milsad b'shvil ha'uvu. Usually in Ma'aseh Shabbos, you have to wait b'chdei she'yase. But here's a special knas, that it's muchach that was brought for Yisrael. The ain deach lo'abi chalil anel b'shul meis. It's only for a meis of Yisrael. So it's clearly for him. So that's where it's a knas. Zok Tosfos, nochish evi chalilim. Loi kefir shakun shapir zalomis. Not like Rashi says that it's la'olam. Midaporach b'gemara, gaba osan nochi oren, b'chofa lo keva yikva by Yisrael. The Gemara is soon going to say that if a goy prepared a keva and dug a grave, so the Yid is allowed to use it b'chadesh yasa, Tosfos winning a raya from that sugya, that over here we're not talking about olomis, but rather we're talking about b'chadesh yasa. So Tosfos at the end, the least when you saw Haina at Kadesh Yavoyu, the Stam Chalilim Ein Mevin Oysan Hashem Odom Echod, Elishem Kambane Odom. So it's not Muchach that it was Dafk for Yisrael, so you have to wait Bechdesh Yase. So again, Zok the Mishnah, Nochi Shehevi Chalilim Bishabas, Loisbem Yisrael. Rashi says, Loilam, Toy says, Bechdesh Yase. Elim came Bomi Mokim Korov, unless you know that it came from within the Trum. If it came Bemokim, Betoycha Trum, Bemokim Korov, then you're allowed to use it. Also, Loi Oren, Bechofele Kever. Likewise, if the goy made an oren or dug a grave and he did it for the goy or possibly for the yid, so then yikva by Yisrael, then you're allowed to use it. But if you know it's exclusive for the yid, then la yikva by alomis, so then it's not allowed to be alomis. So then it's not done exclusive for the yid. So first of all, we see a diak over here, not like Rashi, because we see that only the sefer by the kever, if it's for Yisrael, it's also olamis. Mashmah the reisha by the chalilin, it doesn't say olamis. Tafko over here it says olamis if it's b'shu Yisrael. That's one diak that's made by the Rishonim, and the Ramban over here says that this din of b'shu Yisrael equal by olamis doesn't mean for any mace. It means for this specific mace Yisrael that they did it for, he cannot be buried alomis. But for a different mace, it would taka be muta. And that's how we taka paskin. Dafka for the person that was made for, but for someone else, b'chdei she'yase will be enough. Now Rashi says clearly, osaloi oren v'tachichim b'shvil nochri oylimkor. So the Meloi Roim is medakin is Rashi. What's Rashi mean oylimkor? Rashi is coming to say that it's not sure for sure made for Yisrael. That's going to be the Maskonas HaGemara in this part of the Mishnah. Also, like Oren, if it was made for the Nochi, or Limkar, or maybe it was made for sale, and for sale purposes, it could be either to be sold to a Yid or to a guy. So because it's a Sofek, so that's why Yikva by Yisrael. V'im Bishvil Yisrael, Mashiach, if it was exclusively for a Yid, then Takas L'Yikva by Yolomis. Now, Tosfos has a kash over here. We're saying in the Mishnah, if they came in Mokum Korov, the Chalilin came from within the Tchum, then you're allowed to use it. In fact, Tosfos, why not commune that it's not a problem of Tchumin? What about carrying the Shus Rabim? Tamil Rebbe, my Mahani Shabom in Mokum Korov, Halavim Dech Shus Rabim, Umali On Vekevish and Asab Shabbos, Umali Chalilim Shuva Dech Shus Rabim. It's an Issa. What's the difference? Just like you may have an Oren being made for you or a Keva being dug. So then why should a chalilim through Rishus Rabbi mean it's makom korev? Why should it be muta? V'yesh loymar. It's a big aside that the fact that it was brought within the tchum, so the hava didn't do such a great thing for me. Yes, it was a haitzon reshus rabim, but it wasn't really something that really was a big deal that he did for me. If he brought it out of the tchum, that's a big deal. Mashenka the etzam haitzah, that's not. What's the pshat in that? The chara hava is an isa haitzah. So it's a less of a ma'isa Shabbos if it's haitzah versus tchumin. So could be the pshat is because hoitzo be'etzim is a melacha grua. Hoitzo is a mechurishik melacha that nothing changed in the item. So we, unlike bishul or other isurim, that something changed in the item. Yes, tchumin doesn't either. But tchumin is an issa tchumin. You brought it out of the tchum. That's good for the issa. Tchumin could even be drabonon. But shegen hoitzo is a melacha grua, like Tosin Dabez, the Gemara in Dabez, is because nothing changed in the item that you're bringing. So maybe that's why it's not such a strong ma'aseh Shabbos. It will be pochas dika ma'aseh Shabbos that it won't be a problem if it's Mimakim Karev. Now, the Rishonim say that if it's Mimakim Karev, then Loi Mahani Kokach HaVa'osa, it's not just an Isha Shabbos, but Zok the Ran and other Rishonim, that you still have to wait B'chdei Shiyaseh. Even though the Mashmois of Tosis is not like that, because Tosis Mashmois is that it's Mutar Miyad, because that's Gufa why it's different from the Reisha. The ratio when it comes to Chutz Tchum, Tosis Shita was not Olamis. Tosis Shita was that it's only Mutar after B'chdei Shiyaseh. So, in the case where it's bo mimakim korev, it's more kal than b'chdei shiyase, meaning mutar miyad, not like these rishonim. It's bishlam according to Rashi that says that the reisha chutz tchum is olamis. So then over here you can say the chiddush is that it's osa taka b'chdei shiyase, like the rishonim want to say. But according to Tosis that chutz tchum it's b'chdei shiyase, so this is more kal. So then we're mashmir that's mutar miyad right away. Zok the Gemara, Ma'ami Mokim Korev. It says that when it's a Mokim Korev, so then the Chalilim are Muta. So what does it mean, Mokim Korev? Zok the Gemara, Ma'ami Mokim Korev. What does it mean that it's Muta? Rav, Omei Mokim Korev Mamish. You have to know 100% that it came within the Tchum. Zok Rashi, Shiyadulon Bebiru Adover, the Mokim Korev Bohu. We saw that it was in the house of the guy in the Mokim Korev. And only then is it Muta. You know 100% that it's in the Tchum. Ushmuel, you don't have to have such a knowledge. No. Shmuel says, Chayshinon Shemechutz Chay Malonu. Chayshinon, Rashi explains, means not a lashon of Chayshinon, but Chayshinon Lekula. Just like we find in the Gemara Chagiga that says, Psula Sheibra, Chayshinon Shema Bambachi Ibra. Chayshinon over here, that it's a Kula, meaning we're Chayish, that even if it's out of the Chayma and you didn't see it, we're chayshish, we're toilah lahatir, that it was within the tchum. Yes, it was out of the chayma, but we're chayish that it was within the tchum. And memela it's mutter, even though it's a sofer, you don't have to know for sure that it's within the tchum. Even mispeker, it's going to be mutter, because we're chayshish that it was within the tchum. So Shmuel doesn't require a vadai knowledge that it was in the tchum. A sofer is enough. Shemachutz chayma lanu, and memela it was not, you didn't see it, but lemaisa was within the tchum. Zok the Gemara, Deka Masisin, Kavos Yedish Shmuel, have a riot to Shmuel, that a suffix is enough to be matter. The Katoni, it says in the Mishnah, Osa loy ogen v'chof loy kever, yikovi b'Yisrael. Meaning, if a kever was dug, or a oren was made, a Yisrael is allowed to use it. Now, what kind of kever was made? Like Rashi learned the sugya, the way the Malorayim is medayik, that it means it was made for a nochi oilimkar, meaning the osaloi oren is good for a sofik, and it says yishtamish by Yisrael. So dekam asis in the kavasa the Shmuel the Ketoni osaloi oren v'chafal lekevi covered by Yisrael, even though it's a sofik, am misveik a shori. A sofik is enough to be matter for Yisrael. Hachanami, so here also, by the Nochid, they bring the Chalilim, Misveik Ashori, we're Matim, Misofik, you don't have to know for sure it's in the Tchum, Sofik in the Tchum is also good. A Raya to Shmuel. Zokmo, Tanya Kavos, Hidden Rav, there's a Raya like Rav. A Raya like Rav, that you have to know about Dois, that it's Mutter, that it's within the Tchum. State in the Mishnah Machshirin, Ir Shei Yisrael, Venochim Dorimbo. If you have a city, Goyim and Yidden live there. Hoy Sobo Merchatz, Amachet says, there was a bathhouse, so, Bishabos, it was a bathhouse that people are marchetzes b'Shabbos, they use on Shabbos, and the balonim, the bathhouse attendants warm up the bathhouse on Shabbos and ma'aser Shabbos, so it depends who they heat it up for. Im roiv nochim, if the majority of the city are goyim, so the erev roiv tzba miyad, so the Yisrael is allowed to go in the bath right away, because the heating up of the bathhouse was not done for Yidden, so it's not a ma'aser Shabbos. However, im roiv Yisrael, if the majority of the city are Yisrael, so now it's heated up for the Yidden, so yamtin akdet shiach muchamin. You have to wait until b'chdei shiyase. Since it's roiv Yisrael, so you know it was done for the Yidden, so you have to wait b'chdei shiyase. mechtzal mechtza. So you have Rai over here by mechtzal mechtza. The din is, also you have to wait, and you have to wait, yamtin atkdish yachmer chamin. So we see that the din of mechtzal mechtza is l'chumra, as if it's Ruba Yisrael, and you have to wait b'chdesh yase. So we see mechtzal mechtza is not enough to be matir. We see a Rai like Rav, you have to have a vadai done for a goy. If it's sofik, if it's for a yid or a goy, it's also you have to wait b'chdesh yase. So it's like a Rav, a Rai like Rav, that misveke yase. The Ramban in Milchamis says over here, you saw it, and he says, according to Rav, b'sofik yemachmir. You have to have a vade there was done for a goy. Sofik is also for a yid. Zok the Ramban, the whole din tchumin is only drabonon, and still yemachmir by a sveika. Why would you be machmir by a sofik? The whole din is drabonon. Zok the Ramban, because since it's like a dovah sheyesh matirin, since it could be mutter after this manu bechdeshi yasa, so Mamela, since you can use this halolim, or the merchot, or whatever you want to use, you can wait for the Zmanam Chadeshi Yasa. So it's like a Dova Sheish la Matirin. By a Dova Sheish la Matirin, it's Mutter la Achazman of Shabbos, Bechadeshi Yasa. So Mamela, you're not going to be Mekel and say it's Mutter Miyad. You're not going to say it's Mutter if it's a Sofik. Because it's like a Dova Sheish la Matirin that you're not Soymech on the cooler. Even though Tchumen is Rabbonon. Now this is the way Rashi learns the sugya, that Rav is l'machmir and Shmuel is mekel. The Ari Shoyin with Ramban says that it's punkt vakert. According to Rav, the sugya is l'kula. And according to Shmuel, chashinon means the regular type of chashinon. Chashinon means the chumra. That means, according to Shmuel, yechayesh l'chumra, that it came chutzetchum, and it's taka osa. According to Rav, he's mekel, as long as you saw he came yimakim korev, you don't have to be choshet that maybe before what you saw, at the onset of Shabbos, it was Mokum Rochuk. So Rav is the Kula and Shmuel is the Chumra. Now, the Ma'aseh Rashi that learns that Chalilim are also L'Oilom, so by Merchatz, even if it's Rav Yisrael, it's also Chadesh Yaseh. Why would there be a difference? If at the end of the day, according to Rashi, it's also L'Oilom, so why is Merchatz even Chalilim? So Be'etzim, there's a fundamental difference between the two things. By Chalilim, they were brought on Shabbos, it's also L'Oilom because it's clear that the Chalilim are brought for a Yidden. That's who it's meant for. So in Mela, it's clearly for a Yid, so Mela, it's also L'Oilom. Masha'enken Merchatz, even by Rav Yisrael, the Lamaisa in the city, there's also Goyim there. So at the end of the day, it still blabs like a Sofek. At the end of the day, it's still a Sofek. So in Mela, even though it's Rav Yisrael, but Lamaisa B'chadesh Yasa will be enough. Zog the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Ba'am Bat Yektana. The Mishnah in Machshirin over there continues and says, when you have a small tub, a bath, so then, im yesh bo reshus, if you have a reshus, Rashi says, reshus means if you have odom choshu v'sholit. Like the Mishnah Ovis says, av zehirin b'reshus. Reshus is talking about the sholit, the people in charge. So im yesh bo reshus, if you have a malchus, a shilton, someone who's in charge, someone who's odom choshuv, so rechitz b'miyad, then matzah Shabbos is allowed to go, even in ir sherubi yisol, you're allowed to go in the water right away. Why? So the Ramban learns the reason why it's Mutter Miyad, because he's Adam Choshev, so it was heated up for him. Even by Ruba Yisrael, it was heated up for the guy, because they did it for him, so it's Mutter Miyad. Lemaisa, the Rashi learns, and the other Rishonim learn, that it was heated up Matzah Shabbos. But since he's Adam Choshev, they expedite so quickly, so it's Mutter Miyad. Right after Shabbos, it's Mutter. Doesn't mean Miyad, Rashi says, doesn't mean Miyad Mamish. You have to wait a little, but it doesn't have to be the regular B'chdei Shiasa. He's an Adam Choshev that they expedited and do it right away. Like the Gemara continues. My Rishus, what is Rishus? Who is this person that's Rishus? Om Rabbi Yudam Rabbi Yitzchok, B'reid Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yesh B'Adam Choshev, Sheyesh Asor Avodim, Shemachamna Asor Kum Kumin. He is a person that has 10 slaves, 10 servants, and 10 Kum Kumin to heat up the water. B'vasachas B'ambati Ketana, so they can do it in a very short time period. They can heat it up. So Mutal Lichus B'Miyad, that means Matzah Shabbos you can do right away, because it was a heated Matzah Shabbos, and it's still shaykh that it was heated up. It was heated on Matzah Shabbos right away, so you have to wait a shtickle, but you don't have to wait the regular B'chdei Shiasa, what it takes to heat, because he is Adam Choshev that can expedite it with 10 kumkumin and 10 avodim. That means by an Adam Choshev, we're toilet that it was, even by Rabbi Sol, it was heated on Matzah Shabbos, and it was shaykh that it's hot as soon as you come, because it was heated, expedited in a way that it went very quickly. Ramban Taka learns that no, Adam Choshev, it was heated on Shabbos for him, and that's why Taka mutter the real Miyad. Not like the Rashi that says, Miyad is Lav Dafka, but you don't have to read the regular B'chadesh Yasa. And that's what Rashi says, Ramban Tiktana, Sheesh Litlois Veloima, Bishachashecha Huchmu, Ide Avodim Vekumkum in Harbe. So it was Taka done, what's the Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara before the Mishnah, Osuloi Oren Vechofiloi Kever. So the halach is yikoveh by Yisrael, a yid is allowed to be buried there. Now that means we learned the Gemara, we learned the Mishnah already right away to mean that it's not made only for the goy, but it's made possibly for a yid, like Rashi says, bishul nochi or limkar. Zok the Gemara amai, why is it allowed to be used by a yid after Shabbos? The chayra just like by a merchatz when there's a suffix. You have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. Hochanam yamtik b'chdei shi'asa. Why don't you wait b'chdei shi'asa? B'choshesh that it was made for a yid. Yes, it was made for a goy, but it passed before a yid too. Like Rashi says, oy limkor, oma ula. We're talking about be'oymed be'esratya. The reason why it's mutter miyad, you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa, is because we're talking about that the kever was dug b'sratya. The sratya is a place that the rabbim go, and that's not the derech for a yidin to be buried over there. So it's clear that it was dug for a goy, not for a yid. And that's allowed to be nana without waiting b'chdei shi'asa. Zok du mother, tenach kever, you can say it by a grave that was dug in a sratya. But Ogun Michael Mem, what about the Ogun itself, the casket? How do you know that it was made for a goy dafka? Maybe it was made for a yid, so you should wait b'chdei shi'asa. The kever itself, the casket itself, the oven itself is mutl on this kever in this ratya. So it's clearly that it was made for a goy, and that's why it's mutl takamiyad. Now the halacha we pass in the Shin Chof Hei that if a goy brings chalilim on Shabbos, it brought it out of the tchum or derech shus rabim, so you're not allowed to be maspid, but you wait b'chdei shi'asa, meaning like Tosis and the other Rishonim that say b'chdei shi'asa is mutter, and not like Rashi that says that it's also l'olam. Legabe the din of koyve b'meis, if it was dug for Yisrael, so we pass in Shin Chofei over there, like the Ramban, that it's for that mace, it's also l'olamis. The Mishnah says, in b'shvi Yisrael, koyve b'olamis, for that mace, but for mace acher, we talk a paskin that it's mutter b'chdei shi'asa. And legabe sofik, if something came out of the tchum or not, so we machmir and we say that you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. We don't say only when it's vadeh chutz tchum, only then is it osa. No, it's by sofik we say it's osa. Oh, it's only mutter when you know it's vadeh, when it's only mutter miyad when you know vadeh b'teich tchum. All right, we'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph.